Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what was your favorite soda pop drink growing up? We weren't supposed to drink soda pop. Soda pop was kind of expensive, so we didn't really drink a lot of it. I remember one time my father liked Pepsi, and he liked RC, and he had bought a six-pack. And I had come home from school, and I was hungry. So I drank like a whole can of his Coke. And he didn't get mad. You know, he was actually in a good mood that day. But I remember he said, why'd you drink a whole can? You could have like poured part of it and then saved the rest. Money was tight. So you drinking one whole sixth of a six pack, kind of expensive stuff. And I remember always telling myself, look, you don't have to drink a whole can, you know, to save money. You could open it up, pour some into a cup, put the rest into the fridge, save it for the rest of the family, and, you know, Coca-Cola is expensive, or Pepsi is expensive. Pepsi was not my favorite drink. In the 80s, you had the Pepsi Challenge, and so one time, my sister and we got a Coke, Pepsi, kind of blindfolded, we drank it, and I liked the Coca-Cola better. I thought Coca-Cola tasted better. Now, this was before they messed with the ingredients. Remember, they decided to make a new Coke, and it was such a disaster that then they had to go back with, you know, Coca-Cola Classic. There was the Shasta, you know, the don't give me the so-so soda, the Shasta commercials. I love the Shasta commercials, but I didn't like the Shasta drink. It wasn't that good. And then came the diet sodas, like the Tab, the Pepsi Free, the Diet Coke, the Pepsi Free Diet Pepsi, and those tasted horrible. They really tasted horrible. But by then, I was a teenager, and I wanted to look like a supermodel. I wanted to look like Christie Brinkley and Cheryl Teagues and who knows, and Kelly LeBrock, I don't know, whoever. And I was like, I need to look good. And so for me to look good, I need to be able to get skinny. And it's not that I was overweight as a teenager. When I got my height, I mean, the movies came in, and it was like, whoa. But it wasn't so much that. It was, I thought that, well, if I want to look like that, I have to drink a Diet Coke. Not to stay slim. It's just going to make me look like that. So the marketing was fantastic. And soda pop and non-water and non-milk and non-natural drinks have completely pervaded the markets and the shelves, and people are addicted to them. Even though we've been drinking less soda has gone down. People don't just want water; they want that tingle, they want that the bubbles, especially with COVID. In fact, that might be a sign you have COVID. If you feel like you want seltzer, or you want some soda pop, or you need something bubbly in the back of your throat, that could be a sign that you have COVID, because early COVID causes this weird film, sort of weird feeling in the back of your throat. And so for those of you going, I need a seltzer, might mean you have COVID. Well, in the last few years, these soda companies have had to expand. Many of them have orange juice. They have water, like Dasani water. But they've also now started to move towards alcohol. And interestingly, Coca-Cola's Fresca, I forgot that Fresca was Coca-Cola, is now going to have a spiked alcohol drink. It's called Fresca Mixed. It's going to be a spirit-based cocktail, and this is in partnership with Corona Brewer, Constellation Brands, and Coke. Now, Fresca is not the first to do this. This is the second non-alcoholic drink owned by Coke to be turned alcoholic. Now, I think regular Fresca will still exist. I'm not a big Fresca fan, but I get it's cool, it's refreshing, it's a cool color. And doesn't Fresca have that cool green sort of liter bottle? So it's a cool bottle. But in 2020, Coca-Cola launched Topo Chico Hard Seltzer. I didn't know. And the Fresca Mix is going to be their next one. So Constellation, which is Corona Brewer Brands and Coke, said they are launching the product because Fresca is experiencing a surge in popularity. It's zero calorie, has no sugar, and by the way, it's about 64 years old. So it's a pretty, you know, veteran drink. Now, we don't know what flavors, but it's very interesting because there's a lot of room. When I would mix drinks, you know how you mix drinks with Sprite? You could add some ginger ale. Fresca, you could do with a lot of rum base. You could do with vodka. You could do a lot with Fresca. Fresca provides that nice cut, and it allows that bubble. It allows that. Fresca is a fantastic tool in a bar setting. So it does make sense that they would, you know, move towards that. So they say, Andy Cohen says he drinks Frequila, which is tequila and Fresca. So people have been mixing Fresca and tequila as well. But canned cocktails and seltzer beers and flavored wines, these things have just blown up. You thought we did really good in terms of cutting back sugar and cutting back, you know, these frivolous calories and drinks. But no, I mean, people maybe did the water thing and they were like, to heck with this. I want something bubbly. I want a new type of alcohol. I want a new type of taste. And it's interesting because I'm not a beer drinker. You know, I don't drink hard alcohol. I don't do the Jameson, the tequila. I don't do that. But I do like the, you know, okay, well, mix this, make a JR or a Jolly Rancher. My favorite drink is a Jolly Rancher, and there's tons of spinoffs of it. But the problem with that is you've got to buy a bunch of different bottles. You've got to mix either the grenadine or the watermelon pucker, and you got to, you know, cut it with the Sprite, and then you maybe do your base rum, and maybe you add some triple sec or the, or sweet and sour. The problem with it is you have to have so many things. And so I think these brands are realizing that people can have a very simple, they find the flavor they like, they master it, get it out there. So it'll be interesting to see what that happens, especially it's dry January. We're not supposed to be promoting alcohol on dry January, but apparently these companies are going to be putting it out there. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I am not a fan of flying internationally lately. And I love traveling overseas. I just don't trust what happens once you leave the country. And I don't know if you guys have been following this one story. Now, apparently, there was a group of young partiers from Canada who flew to Mexico. I think they chartered a plane. And they videotaped themselves partying. They weren't wearing masks. They were dancing, twerking, having fun. But because it went all over the place, people were like, oh, they're not following the COVID rules. Well, now they're getting punished. And they also have COVID. So they are stuck in Mexico, I think the majority of them, and they aren't able to get back home. James Awad is the founder of the 111 Private Club, or the 111 Private Club. He arranged a party trip, chartered a plane with company Sunwing to get a bunch of people to go down to Mexico on December 30th. Oh, it looked like it was going to be a fun trip for New Year's. They looked like they were going to party it up. The problem is they really violated some major laws. They were vaping on the plane. And I believe, even if you're coming out of Montreal and you're flying in our airspace, you still have to wear masks through our FAA. Not sure if that's also, again, with Canadian Air. So footage caught them vaping on a plane, drinking, partying, and singing without masks. So Sunwing was going to fly them back home January 5th. They won't. They're stuck in Mexico now. Awad is trying to ask other airlines to take them all as a group, promising they will wear masks and behave appropriately. He said yesterday, at this time, the 111 Private Club is working tirelessly to get everyone back home safely as quickly as we can. The 111 or 111 Private Club is a dream and a vision that I poured my heart and soul into creating. This was my first travel event. I have significantly learned, and I am still learning from this experience. Yeah, well, they partied it up on a plane. They're young kids. I don't understand how you're allowed to vape on a plane. That makes no sense. So he says learning from them is what makes the difference. So Sunwing has refused to fly the group home. He said because they wouldn't provide a meal? What? That doesn't make sense. I thought it's because they had COVID. He maintains that they did nothing wrong on the flight because the only people on board were in their group and they all tested negative for COVID before getting on a plane. Awad, however, said he didn't understand why people were so angry about the videos at a time when Omicron has cases soaring. Yeah, you know, the party videos on TikTok and YouTube, these party videos, you know, were something that were reveled. And nowadays, it could get you stuck in a foreign country and not let you get back home. It could be pretty devastating. Be really careful what you put out there on social media. Because if people can't party and have fun and you are, you're going to, you know, the rules are going to not be in your favor. He goes, as I thoroughly reviewed the current situation, I understand why many fellow citizens are upset about the current situation. As someone who enjoys bringing people together, I committed to hosting a private and safe event in Cancun with my group from the 111 Private Club. Now, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau saw the videos. He said, like all Canadians who've seen the videos, I'm extremely frustrated. He said, we know how hard people have worked to keep themselves safe, to limit their family gatherings at Christmas time, to wear masks, to get vaccinated, to do all the right things. Trudeau said it's a slap in the face to see people putting themselves, putting their fellow citizens, putting airline workers at risk by being completely irresponsible. And that's kind of the crux of it. Some of you are thinking, okay, look, it's a private party. Obama had people without a mask. You know, people have, you know, Ocasio-Cortez hung out with some people without a mask. Why is this such a big deal? Why are these people not allowed home? Well, because some of them, I guess, did test positive, we're hearing. And as Trudeau said, well, they could have put flight attendants and other people at risk, even though everybody tested negative. But I've said this before, a negative test doesn't mean you have to at least squat. But because we have an anti-COVID sentiment right now, not anti-flu, not anti-pneumonia, not anti-cold. You could party it up during another flu and New Year's season. But if there's COVID around, you can't party. That's just the way it is right now. So those on the plane will be, I think, investigated. There is a federal government investigation. Some of the passengers might face fines. Transport Minister Omar Al-Gahabra, Health Minister Jean-Yves Duclos, and Public Safety Minister Marco Mendocino called the behavior unacceptable. Each of them could get $5,000 fine per offense because of their federal travel regulations. So, you know, is this a witch hunt? Is this a, I mean, you know, do we cut them some slack? Do we get them home? So right now, many of the passengers are stuck in Mexico. Sunwing Airline canceled the group's return flight. Air Transit won't take them back. And Air Canada won't take them back. According to Air Transit, we confirmed that they will be denied boarding based on our legal and regulatory obligations to ensure the safety of both our passengers and crew, which is our top priority. Now, I don't know if Canada has the same CDC guidelines with ending isolation. But according to the CDC, you can end isolation after 5 days, wear a mask on a plane. I don't think the CDC specifically said what to do with a plane in COVID, but if you're out of isolation, you could travel. I don't know if the CDC has those same rules, but if they're over their 5 days, I mean, is anybody going to let them come back? And again, this is Montreal. They'd have to drive, from Cancun. They need to fly back. So, in fact, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called them idiots and barbarians. Now, the passengers have tested positive, some of them, for COVID-19. They have to continue to quarantine. 30 of the passengers were being told to have tested positive. And some people said that the organizer isn't there. All the flights have been canceled. So they're in quarantine. They don't know who's left, where to go. So I'm sure they're going to eventually come back. But this is the type of stuff that makes me nervous about the pandemic. We had a trip that we were going to take with my kid and his girlfriend. And I decided not to because I suggested to them, be careful because you might be stuck on a cruise ship or you might be stuck and not be able to get back into the country. And luckily they did. They tested negative for COVID. They came back. The cruise line, I don't think, tested people afterwards. And I know now a bunch of cruise ships are under scrutiny for COVID being on cruise ships. But the possibility that you aren't free, that you can't get back to your home, is to me very frightening. And it's because of arbitrary reasons. People have been drinking on planes. People have been partying on planes. I get, you know, if you vape or smoke, okay, that is a violation and you will possibly be on a no-fly list. But because of COVID, you know, we're letting people who are testing negative for COVID, who have COVID, on a plane. What was that one woman? She had to isolate in a bathroom because she was negative for COVID. She got on the plane and they tested her mid-flight. She tested positive mid-flight so that she had to sit in the toilet. She was happy about it. And I guess, you know, she said the steward, the flight attendant, you know, helped make it, you know, doable and all that. But the rules are inconsistent. Anybody staying quiet, anybody taking a cough suppressant, anybody able to test negative and get through the system doesn't have the same rules apply to somebody who, again, gets caught. Gets, you know what, we're going to test you. You were drinking, so now we're going to test you. Now, mind you, I don't think in Canada you can go back without a negative test, just like with America. So that's how they can catch you if you have COVID. But just for those of you, you know, thinking about traveling and all that, keep in mind that your rule can change mid-trip. And you might not be able to get back. And for those of you that travel like I do, going, you know, I'm going to come back just hours before I need to wake up and go to work. I have plan B. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A swing and a miss when it comes to job growth. Fed seeing only 199,000 jobs were added in December, well below expectations of more than 400,000. President Biden putting a positive spin on the jobs report.
Today's national unemployment rate fell below 4% to 3.9%, the sharpest one-year drop in unemployment in United States history. The first time the unemployment rate has been under 4% in the first year of a presidential term in 50 years.
Flight disruptions that have been impacting air travelers and airlines in the past 2 weeks aren't going away. More than 3,200 U.S. flights are canceled or delayed so far today. The flights canceled due to winter weather on the East Coast, along with coronavirus cases continuing to soar. USA Radio News. The Supreme Court is weighing the legality of President Biden's federal vaccine mandate. More than a dozen states are suing the White House, saying these requirements are unconstitutional and are devastating their communities. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has been tasked with implementing these mandates for businesses. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, appearing on Fox and Friends, says there's more at stake in this case than just vaccine mandates.
Individual liberty. It's the power of the administrative state and the mass firings of healthcare workers. It's all on the line today. And the impact would be incredibly significant. We'd have rural hospitals in Missouri that would close, nursing homes that would close.
A judge could decide today whether a misdemeanor charge filed against former New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo will be dropped. He's accused of inappropriately touching a female aide at the executive mansion in Albany in 2020. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Looks like we got Sally back. Sally, known as the butt lady. Sally, I love you. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
What you got for us? I said, what you got for us today?
Well, I can give you an amount of butts I've picked up. 2,147,504.
Wow. You've been working throughout the cold. For those of you who don't know Sally, Sally is globally known as the butt lady. She has been picking up cigarette butts that have been littered throughout her area and neck of the woods by smokers and get eaten by dogs and pets and birds and are toxic, and so she's got to clean it up, and it's amazing. And she's been, I think, over 2 million. What's been your highest number now?
2,147,504.
Fantastic. So what's going on today?
And keeping Mm-hmm. Well, I keep track on a daily basis, and I've had 10 days where I have picked up over 3,000 butts in one day.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. But I just wanted to suggest an idea for coverage of what does the cigarette butts, what does smoking do to the body?
Absolutely. We're going to be covering tobacco and the risks of the vasoconstriction and the lungs and the cilia. We're going to be getting into that later this month. But Sally, have you ever smoked?
Well, I technically started smoking in the fifth grade with a cigarette my cousin swiped from her dad when we were living in Lake Tahoe. My second puff was my last puff. So two puffs as a fifth grader, I knew smoking was stupid.
I didn't like it either.
I couldn't tell my mom, dad, aunts, uncles, cousins, and all their friends that they were stupid for smoking.
Right. Yeah, I came from a family who smoked, and my grandmother gave me one, and I didn't like it. It didn't make me cough. I said to myself it was stupid, not because I thought I was, you know, too smart for it, but I was like, it's not doing anything. I don't feel anything. I don't feel the nicotine buzz. I don't feel, when I was in medical school, everybody was using chew to stay awake, and I chewed some tobacco. It was horrible. It was disgusting tasting. It just didn't work for me. It didn't. I know everybody says it's an acquired taste, but, you know, the risks of smoking and how they affect the body in terms of vasoconstriction and raising blood pressure and affecting your lungs and suppressing your immune system and making you, you know, be more at risk for throwing clots is obviously something we talk about on the show. And thank you for bringing it up, because we will obviously revisit it again. All right, Sally.
Well, I lived with a friend of mine who only smoked a pack a day, but while I was living with her, she had quit. But Wilma's late husband, Fred and Wilma, he smoked 5 packs a day, 100 cigarettes a day. So she's inhaling that secondhand smoke. And she ended up being on oxygen for like 20 years.
Yep. Secondhand, so there's even third hand.
I'm just trying to get the message out.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm trying to get the message out to smokers. And maybe anyone who's listening, go to your out to where you live and pick up the butts. And count them.
Exactly.
And
smoking is...
Anyway.
All right. Well, Sally, bless you for all you do. Thank you. We really appreciate you calling in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We made some huge gains with smoking and smoking cessation. As that happened, we started to have a little bit more of an obesity crisis, right? Because people are not using their smoking to keep their weight down. They've gotten off smoking, but they are turning to eat when they're hungry. And we've also had, some other unintended consequences of our movement toward getting people off smoking. But one of those unintended consequences is thinking it's not a problem anymore. It still is. And I'm blown away by how many families still smoke in the house, around kids. I'll ask families, you know, are there any smokers in the house? They go, nope, we only smoke outside the house. But kids pick that up. Third-hand smoke is smoke and tobacco products and the residue that's on your clothes. I remember my grandparents stinking. My mom smoked, excuse me, but she hid it pretty well. I remember she had a chocolate cigarette, and I was so jealous because I loved chocolate. And I didn't really like cigarettes. I think I had my first cigarette when I was maybe 11. No. I was, I don't know, maybe 11 or 13, because my grandmother says, here, try it. And I was like, no, I don't like it. But when I saw that my mom had like a chocolate cigarette, I really wanted to try that. But it didn't taste like chocolate. The smoke was a little chocolatey, but I'm like, I'd rather just have a candy bar. So my mom, in fact, I think my mom let me try it. And I was like, I don't like it. My mom also let me try coffee. She was drinking coffee. I was 3 years old, and I started to throw a fit because I wanted to try it. And she's like, you're not going to like it. Because, you know, she and my dad were like, oh, I love coffee. Where's my coffee? And I wanted to be like my daddy more so. Like, I want to be able to drink coffee. My mom's like, you're not going to like it. So she gave me her coffee, and she would drink it black. No sugar, cream, nothing. And it tasted so bad, I wasn't able to drink coffee for decades afterwards. People ask, they go, so should you let your kid have a cigarette in front of you? Should you let your kid have a beer Well, the studies have shown, no, it doesn't work. The studies have shown that if you let your kid have a beer, if you let your kid have a cigarette, it does not turn them off. The studies have shown that it could actually still be a gateway. I'm mixed because I'm a parent that wants to make sure we have open dialogue with my kids. And so if my kids think that I am going to freak out and it's taboo and that I am going to lose it if I think a cigarette touched their lips or a vape cartridge, they're not going to tell me. And so even though I never offered them a cigarette or smoked and I don't want to and I don't even want them to go there, I did let them, you know, I mean, if they wanted to try a beer. Well, in fact, the very first time it happened, it wasn't on purpose. I was sitting with a pediatrician and a surgeon. We were up in Duck Creek, just kicking back, and we all had some beer. And my son was maybe, I don't know, five, six at the time. And he was just running. And I'm mid-sentence talking. And I'm in my sentence, so I don't realize that he runs up to me, grabs my bottle of Michelob, chugs a bunch, gives it back, and runs off. And I didn't realize he did that until my surgeon friend gave me this look. Like, how is this kid still running? And then I look, my kid's just running around. It didn't even faze him. And I guess he was thirsty, ran up, grabbed my drink, chugged some, ran. And then I go, no, bad boy, that was beer. You can't drink beer. Go ask your daddy for some water. And then we just, you know, moved on or whatever. And so because my son had some, there was, you know, when he asked for it later on, you know, he was like, ooh, it tastes bad. Yeah, it tastes bad. First, there's my backwash in it. Number two, you know, beer isn't very, very tasty. And so, but he doesn't drink. It's interesting. He doesn't drink. He's not a big drinker. My kids, I think, you know, because I've had those conversations where, you know, like one cigarette is enough to turn a cell cancerous. And I explain that to them. I go, if you guys really, really think smoking is going to enhance your lives that good and it's worth the risk, but don't even try one cigarette, because that's one cigarette is enough to turn a cell rogue and to cause cancer. And my kids haven't really vaped. They haven't smoked. I mean, did they try it? Maybe. They told me they haven't, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did. You know, somebody has a Jolly Rancher flavor. I'm sure they were intrigued. But so I like the idea of having the conversations and not acting like something is so taboo that we won't talk about it, but also having an honest conversation that it's stupid. It's like, you really want to kill your cells for this? 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I cannot stand seeing food get thrown out. I think it's because my grandparents were of the Depression era, and then my other grandparents from the Holocaust. So you just don't throw food out. Unless, of course, it's bad. So over 28,356 pounds of ground beef are now being recalled because of a possible E. coli contamination. That is a lot of meat. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Food Safety and Inspection Service, the raw ground beef items being recalled by Interstate Meat Distribution, Inc. were produced December 20th of last year, 2021, and were sold by Albertsons, Kroger, Walmart, Wynn Company. These items were shipped to retail locations in Arizona, California, Nevada, Oregon, Utah, Washington, and Wyoming. I did buy ground beef. We already cooked it up. We made a meatloaf. It was delicious. I hope I don't get sick. So I don't even know where the product label is. It's been picked up by the garbage now twice. So definitely check out your local recall FDA site to see if maybe if you did keep your package. Most of us don't keep our package of raw meat after we cooked it, to see if you possibly could have been exposed. Now, the issue was reported to the U.S. after a retail package of ground beef was purchased and submitted to a third-party lab for microbiological analysis, and the sample tested positive for E. coli, the 0157:H7. Those are the strains that could produce toxins, Shiga toxin, Shiga. The USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service conducted an assessment of the lab's accreditation and methodology to determine that the results were actionable. So, if you have dehydration, bloody diarrhea, abdominal cramps, you could have possibly got an E. coli. Now, what stinks is this could happen almost a week after. I cooked that ground beef. What did we... Oh, my gosh. I think it was a meatloaf. My husband, I got a whole bunch of ground beef. It was on sale. I don't know what we did with it. Because I'm trying to figure out what day. I don't remember the days of the week, but I remember what I ate. And I remember what I was watching on TV. So I don't know. I think we made a meatloaf with it. The problem is sometimes these E. coli bacteria could cause hemolytic uremic syndrome. It's a type of kidney failure. We sometimes see it in young kids, older adults. You get this easy bruising because you're hemolyzing, your blood vessels are bleeding, pallor, you're getting pale, you decrease your urine output. You have hemolytic uremic syndrome. You get E. coli toxin in you. It is dangerous. So you get it from either eating undercooked or contaminated foods. So the 0157 produces toxins, the Shiga toxin most notably. It hurts the GI system, the vascular lining, the renal tract, and can cause a multitude of symptoms. So what happens is the toxin, the Shiga toxin in this sort of E. coli, it affects the capillary lining, the lining of the blood vessels. Then the platelets clump in the area to stop the blood loss. Well, when you have all these clumpings, you start to lose a lot of your clotting factors. Not to mention this can damage the capillaries. Then you lose blood flow because it's clogging up the capillaries, and then you can't get blood flow to where it needs to. So there's a whole pathogenesis, whole slew of pathology that can happen from this. So you could get nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, chills, body aches, abdominal cramps, and if it's progressive, you can go into hemolytic uremic syndrome, fever, abdominal pain, vomiting, bloody stool, headaches, decrease in urination, pallor, being pale, bruising. You can get short of breath, anemia, nosebleeds, dehydration, seizures, renal failure, and then possibly die. So it is not anything that you want to be exposed to. And also, you know, raw cookie dough, we've had like so many cake mixes. It's not just meat, ground beef. So you could pick this up from a variety of foods. So be careful. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So rabies has made the news. 5 Americans have died of rabies in the year 2021. This is the largest number in 10 years. And health officials said 3 in particular refused the life-saving vaccine or didn't realize they were infected. Rabies scares the hell out of me. I am a huge, huge advocate of getting your animals rabies protected. If you work with wildlife, getting rabies protected vaccines, because rabies sneaks in, and when it gets into the nerves, it's a lot of times too late. So the CDC has released a report citing all 3 deaths. Apparently, the contact was a bat. None of the 3 individuals got their immunizations. According to Newsweek, in all 3 cases, people either trivialized the exposure to bats or they didn't recognize the severity of the rabies. This is according to Ryan Wallace, a CDC rabies expert who co-authored the report. One of the victims was an 80-year-old Illinois man. He brought in the bat but refused to take the PEP or the post-exposure prophylaxis shots. Hold on a second. I think my volume wants to go up, and I don't want the volume up. The other two included a man from Idaho and a boy from Texas. They did not receive treatment because they thought that the bat bite and the scratch didn't break their skin. The rabies virus finds a nerve, and then it will travel to a deeper nerve. So superficial interactions are just as deadly. Remember, I think it was in Arizona, a woman was playing with a rescue puppy, and the puppy just scratched her and then started to cuddle with her. But that scratch was enough to give her rabies and kill her. The CDC report said the other two patients did not realize the rabies from their exposure, either because they did not notice a bite or scratch or did not recognize bats as a potential source of rabies. So humans can prevent transmission of rabies from bats by avoiding contact with bats, capturing and testing bats implicated in human exposures, and getting post-exposure prophylactic treatments when direct bat contact occurs. From the years 1960 to 2018, 70% of 89 human rabies cases were caused by bats. Two other deaths did occur earlier this year. One was a man from Minnesota bitten by a bat. He did receive the shots, but I guess he had an immune system issue that minimized the effectiveness. I know some people are like, did he get the COVID shot? Did that? Well, nobody's saying. They're just saying he had an undiagnosed immune system, so the shots might not have worked the best. The other victim was bit by a rabid dog while traveling in the Philippines and then died in New York after returning to the U.S. You cannot give somebody rabies unless you bite them or scratch them. So if you have rabies and you're just hanging around or you kiss somebody, I don't believe you could give them rabies, okay? So it is usually fatal. It's commonly spread by a bite from an infected animal, most of them caused by bat encounters. It can cause insomnia, anxiety, infusion, paralysis, salivation, hallucinations, difficulty swallowing, and fear of water. Death can occur a couple of weeks after symptoms begin, but can be prevented through a series of 5 shots given within 2 weeks of exposure. So, you know, remember people said you have to have 20 shots or 100 shots in your abdomen. They don't do that. So, you know, these dogs that foam at the mouth and get agitated, it's because the virus has hit the brain. The virus comes from infected saliva, enters the peripheral nervous system. So, yeah, I guess you can give it to somebody by kissing them. I don't know how many kiss-to-kiss rabies, even if we have that documented. I'm going to look that up. That's interesting. But there's the incubation stage where it takes a while and you don't even know you're sick. That's when the virus is spreading, going along the nerve system. You got the prodrome where you feel like you have the flu, nausea, vomiting, headache, muscle soreness. You feel like you have COVID. Then there's the acute neurological phase where you're agitated. You have loss of sex drive. You might even have prolonged erections, hallucination, muscle rigidity, convulsions, difficulty swallowing. Then you could go into a coma and then die within a week. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOWN-SELLY.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.